Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh, so very loved, and pretty darn sexy people. How are you out there this Thursday morning? Oh, well, if you're not rocking and rolling with the universe, you're not present, probably. OMG, as you know, we had my advanced training creation station here last weekend, and I do have bunches and bunches of information to go over with you from that. No way I can possibly bring in the whole weekend for you, but I can recap the highlights. Basically, we just got the clearest explanation of how the energy works and why thought is so important. And, well, really just kind of the formula, and we did get a new formula. We did get two new additions to and changes, one to the formula that divine love and the frequency of 267 and the symbol representing that, which looks like the squiggly line, but that goes in and in and in and in and in down to a point, much like if you look down a staircase that gets narrower, right? That and reminded that we are absolutely already in the throes of three languages, which are words, frequencies that look like numbers, and symbols. And to be aware of these three languages, because we will be using them to communicate with other energy, and actually already are. We're just not knowing it yet. We're not conscious of how it's all going on. We were given a change to, well, let's just come together and claim this for the show. Instead of I am connected to the highest information and knowledge, it's been changed now, which is a huge indication of me about how we have shifted into a higher frequency and vibration around this. I am the highest information and knowledge. From the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible, it is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere through divine love in this way. And so it is, baby. In a really quick recap, I want to go over for you why it is so vitally important that you choose the thoughts you think. Okay, so everybody put down what you're doing. The dishes can wait. The dog can get fed in a half an hour. All right, so listen up. Every thought that's ever been thought is hanging out there, just hanging to be chosen again. Now, those thoughts go from everywhere from I'm a big piece of dog poo to I am the God of me and one with all. And every limiting and expanding thought in between. They're just hanging out there. You were given the free will to choose whatever thoughts you want, whatever thought you want to pick from all those thoughts out there. You get to pick. And the thought that you pick actually triggers an emotional chemical reaction within you. That emotional chemical reaction goes to your brain, and your brain goes, oh, I know that thought. And it sends it to the pituitary, which sends it to the pineal, which sends it to the ductless glands, which dumps that chemical emotional memory and reaction into your bloodstream, and it goes throughout the entire bloodstream. That's how a thought can affect your body. It also goes out into the atmosphere, and let's say you send out the thought, I just never have enough money. The atmosphere then goes, oh, we have lots of thoughts and experiences that can magnify and match that. So if that's the thought you're sending out, we have to attach everything that matches that and send it back to you. So in other words, if you keep thinking the same thoughts, you have to have the same reality showing up, because the universe can't match anything that's not coming from you. That's why, whether it makes sense or not, if you want more money, you have to start thinking thoughts of money, which bring you into a vibrational, chemical match to money. So it gets dumped back into your body, your psyche, your experience, so that you can start resonating with money. And you're sending that out into the universe so the universe can go, oh, thoughts of money, happy thoughts of money. Yes, we have that out here too. So we'll send back whatever matches those thoughts and feelings and experiences of money. That's why, my friends, if you want to change anything in your life and shift anything in your life, you've got to choose the thoughts and experiences that match that before you have it in order to get it. Okay, so they also want me to go over these eight fears, these eight hidden fears that literally keep our brain from being able to access and activate the conscious state of love. And I'm telling you, they must have, from five different angles and five different approaches, brought in again the importance of the state of love. I want to give you the highest claim that I have right now around that, which I am the thought of love. I want you to feel that. Drop down into your hearts. Open your hearts. I am the thought of love. That's what I'm sending to be dumped into my bloodstream. That's what I'm sending into the atmosphere and the universe to have things matched for me. I am the thought of love around money. I am the thought of love around health and wellness. You see, this is part of what the red dot was teaching us to do, was hold our focus so that consistent thoughts of love were being poured back into us and sent out to the universe to be matched, so that we could hold the focus. Okay, here's the eight beliefs that we, or fears, sorry, that we want to bring into the thought of love. I'll be left behind. I don't have enough energy. I can't create myself as God. I can't live in bliss. I can't know. I can't get there by myself. I don't have the instinct to create me. And I don't own that I'm God. So around all those statements, we are claiming symbol, the new formula with divine love up at the top, across from unity of consciousness. The formula, the symbol, I am divine love. I am that thought. I am that chemical, emotional reality within my body that I send out to the universe to match. All of these things, I am. Okay, until, and we just did, we bring those fears out into the open, the brain isn't able, again, to access this consistent state of love because part of it has been shut off in its entirety. And as you know, according to Ramtha in the White Book, when we use our whole brain, we will be God. Now, yes, we already are God, and the knowingness of that, the thought of that, the experience of that is what ultimately creates living in the reality of it. Okay, I think I can go to the callers now. We're going to start with Miss Kathy in Maryland. Hi, sweetheart. You're on the air.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm awesome, baby. How are you?
Well, not too good.
Okay.
I'm trying to live in my joy. It's kind of hard when I have back pain.
Well, it may be more challenging, yes. And I want you to really watch, everybody, watch how much you use the word can and can't. Because you always can. You may have beliefs in the way, you may have some pain in the way that makes it more challenging, but you always can. So let's get to, Patricia Cote Robley says, our first imperative challenge is to get on top of these health and wellness issues and these money issues, because as long as we're dealing with them, we're not doing our greater work. Right, because they hold our focus.
That's how I feel.
Okay, well, let's start with, do you want to do greater work?
Yes.
Okay, so I get a no around that. So that's where we're going, believe it or not. We're just going to follow those breadcrumbs. What is, when I say you don't want to do greater work, what is greater work to you? What does that mean?
Healing.
Well, healing what?
Healing work. Like working on other people.
Okay, and why do you want to do that?
I think it would bring me joy.
Okay, well, therein, you just summed up the whole conundrum right there. Because you can't do that to try and get joy. You have to be joy in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenge for all of us. We've just got it backwards. So why would it give you joy to heal other people? Do you think they need to be healed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's start with that one now. Why do they need to be healed? Isn't everybody God?
Yes, but some people don't know it.
Okay. So if they're God, they're already in a perfect state. See, my job, my joy, is to empower you all to know that you're your own God. But we don't know that yet, as long as we're going, well, when I can do the healing, when I get the money, when I have the relationship, then I'll be happy. Our job is to go, I'm the God of me, and I can choose to be happy right now. And in my joy and my happiness, I will bring my body back into a state of wellness and wholeness and feel goodness. And feel goodness. Do you understand the difference?
Yes. So, you know, I do Reiki, and I'm trying to heal myself.
Uh-huh. Somebody else needs to do Reiki on you if you're going to use Reiki.
Well, this is what I've heard, that I don't accept Reiki.
Well, I get a no on that.
Really?
But it's true you don't accept Reiki on yourself.
That's what I mean.
Well, that's not what you said. You just said, I don't accept Reiki. You accept the practice of Reiki on other people.
Right.
You just don't think it's going to work on you. So I'm asking you, who's the God of you that created that belief?
I don't know.
Well, it's in the words, Kath. Who is the God of you that created that belief?
All right, so you're saying it's me.
Yeah. Well, nobody else can give you a belief that you don't choose, right?
Yes, you're right.
Yes, I know.
I know you know.
So Kathy gets to believe that she and others, you know, can support her in bringing you into the state of balance around health and wellness. So let's get to what, you see, guys, if you go, I've got to heal my back, you're not going to the core of what you want. Because what caused the back in the first place, Kathy? So let's find out what that is. It was something physical that happened to you. But the physical thing happened to you because of an energetic experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what physically happened to you?
It just wore out. I don't know.
Okay, well, I think there's your words. Those are the highest, most... Yes, I'm just worn out. So... How often do you talk about being tired and stuff?
All the time, because I am.
Well, you are, because you talk about it all the time. And you think about it all the time. And those thoughts, like I just explained, when you say, oh, I'm so tired and I'm just so worn out, that is literally an experience and a chemical reaction that goes to your brain, gets dumped back into your body, and gives you and ignites the experience of being worn out and exhausted.
But I'm saying my back wore out, you know.
I want you to hear your words, sweetheart. You said, I'm worn out. So... What is our back? It's the support of us. And if we're saying, oh my God, I'm just so worn out, then your back's got to go in some way.
You know, what I meant to say in the beginning is that my back wore out, but now I am worn out from all this pain.
I understand. And I'm saying to you, originally, there were thoughts of being worn out before your back wore out.
Okay.
That's the highest thought that you have to shift before your back can be released. I am energy. Try that thought. Try that claim. Start playing pretend. Feel what it feels like to have so much energy. See yourself doing, you know, everything you love to do easily and effortlessly. start telling your body to create chemical knowingness around that. Send that out into the universe. Oh, my God, I have so much energy, I don't even know what to do with me. I'm so passionate about everything I do, and I love everything I do. And you see, that doesn't make any sense, and that's what we have to do to shift the reality of where we are.
Okay.
You understand?
I have a question. Do I have energy higher than Reiki?
That's not the right question, and the answer is yes, and so does everybody.
Okay.
Everybody is pure energy. Everybody is pure light. That's what we're created from.
Okay.
And our job is to let go of any thoughts that might be lowering our light of truth.
Okay.
So we're claiming the symbol I am divine love around all of this. Thank you for your call, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a lot of amazing discernment there. Now, I want to ask everybody to come forward and say, I got that. I understand it. All parts of me want to embrace the truth of the answers that came through there. Because a lot of people I'm hearing out there are going, yeah, but. And as soon as you say, yeah, but, you cancel out everything that came before it. Okay. Tough love today here. Miss Tina in Vancouver, what's up?
Hello, beautiful Dee.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to your dark side call the other day, and because I have experienced recently money dropping out, I know that obviously some statements stood out. I just want to ask you about one thing. You said, wherever I drop out of loving myself is where I'm challenged right now. So where am I dropping out of loving myself in terms of why I've lost 2/3 of my income recently?
That's absolutely a perfectly stated question. I hope everybody heard her. So there's one primary thought where you are dropping out and really sabotaging yourself. It has to do with love. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I do that to balance energy if we have any new listeners. Sheets. But give me a song, baby cakes.
I'm every woman.
I am everyone?
I am every woman.
I am every woman. Okay. So we're dealing with masculine, feminine here. Who's the guy you're pissed off at? Or the masculine energy? Could be a woman with a masculine energy, but I'm getting it's a guy.
Could be my father. I don't know of any.
It's the masculine energy that your father represents. So that's interesting. It's like the masculine energy in the world that your father represents. So what did your father represent around money?
He also has the same, you called it a trauma pattern. So money comes in and then something happens to take it out, like I have to fix my truck for $18,000 or something like that. He has the same trauma patterns.
Okay. So there's your thought. That's how money works.
Okay.
I make it, I get ahead, and then I have to lose it somewhere. I have to spend it unwisely, or something has to break down, or that's the way the masculine energy works with money. Now, let's talk about that a minute, because we know that the masculine and feminine energy have to be in balance for creation. So if there's a belief that, okay, my feminine energy comes up with all this amazing and awesome ideas and nurturing and divine ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the masculine energy delivers it and then takes it away and delivers it and takes it away, you're not going to want to work with your powerful energy that takes your ideas out into the world. You're not going to want to work with that much because you don't trust it.
That's pretty powerful.
Darn powerful.
Yeah.
So the thought that you have to think is that I am in balance of masculine and feminine energy that creates fabulous, exciting money in my life consistently. It just keeps coming and coming and coming, and it's always in balance. That I'm in joy of giving it out, and I'm in joy of consistently letting it in, so that there's always a balance of recipe going on with money. See, people subconsciously, just when they think of money, they think of it going out. Can you resonate with that?
Yeah, more so than bringing it in, yes.
Yeah, so that tells you where your focus is, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So where we want our focus to be is on the joyful opportunity to send money out, because that makes other people joyful, and the joyful opportunity to always have it being sent to us, because that makes us joyful, so that we can joyfully send it out, so then we can joyfully receive it. And that's the way it works. That's the way all energy works. Goes out, it comes in. It goes out, it comes in. If you make love with someone, because, you know, I always like to go to sex, but it's perfect metaphor here. If you make love with someone, you can't just, well, you can, not so much fun for either person, just, you can't just lay there, right?
Mm-hmm.
and allow them to give. You've got to participate for a complete sexual loving experience. Both people have to participate. Money is the same thing. Relationships are the same thing. You give out, you bring in. You give out, you bring in. Okay?
Here's the conundrum that seems to be that I have, the way that I earn money is extremely joyful for me. So that's what confuses me, is why does it drop out if I'm having so much fun receiving it?
Well, because at some point, see, my pendulum went to no about it's completely joyful for me.
Okay.
And it's the word completely. Because as long as you have this, oh, sure, I'm going to make it, and then I know I'm going to have to spend it somewhere, then that's sabotaging the complete joy of what you're doing.
Okay.
See, did it occur to you when you had that thing happen with your truck to go, oh, my God, I'm going to celebrate how blessed I am that I have the money to do this. Thank you, universe, that I created all this money and I've got this money that I can handle this.
Yeah.
See, there's... you go to the thought, the primary thought that is present in you, which is, oh, God, every time I get ahead, something comes up and all my money goes back to zero again. I know I've walked this path, Tina. This was one of mine. And, you know, we can go to all kinds of deep-seated things that, you know, the belief that I can never have more than enough, and so I have to always kind of hold it at, you know, barely having a little bit more than I need. And I mean, it can be millions of belief systems around that. I'm telling you the core thought that the channel is saying will shift it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank
you so
much.
That's what you want to hold your focus on now. And that is why they gave us the red dot. Because if you can't hold focused love on, you know what, it joyfully comes in, it joyfully goes out, and I always have more than enough to play with.
Thank you.
Okay, baby. Love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, see, I'm hearing in the vibration of people as they're signing off. Okay, you know, and it's not really what you want to hear. So let's find out if the channel's giving you the answer. Oh, well, it's saying it's just too simple. So, guys, do you want it hard or do you want it simple? Can we just claim, you know, I'm choosing to be the God of me that knows creation is simple and effortless and easy, that demands and directs that it's simple and easy and effortless and joyful. Creation is easy. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He didn't think he had to study for 50 years how to create something. So it's easy. There's a nice core thought around all of creation for us. All right, Joanne in Montreal, what's up?
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, beautiful person. How are you?
Great, too. I just want to say hi to you. I could stop myself. I'm listening every show that you're doing, but I was not able to be directly. But I just want to kiss you and hug you and send you all my love. I feel your love in my heart. It's up. And it's just that.
Well, you know, and that's everything, Joanne, just to have a heart full of love that you want to share. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking as you're talking, I'm just receiving this. I'm just receiving all this love because you know what? Now I can give it back to you, baby. So here it comes.
And, oh, yeah, wow.
And that, in a nutshell, is how the universe works. So I am the thought of love that shares that thought with you, and then you can ignite it within you, and you can send that thought of love that you are back to me. And when we play that game with the universe, life's good.
Yes.
And thank you, darling.
It's like money.
You bet. Oh, I
it's
know.
Like, I receive, I give. I receive, I give. Thanks. Thanks,
yep.
Life. Universe. Thank you.
You bet, baby. Thank you for that love. I always love to hear from you, Joanne. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, we're going to Nancy in San Diego. Whoops, I didn't get you on there. Hang on. There you go. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. So, kind of been jumping around with all the stuff that's been coming through, and my question is about all the work I've been doing on myself to create the life that I want and choosing my thoughts. And I find that there's so many areas that I want to change in my life that I feel like if I'm the God of me, why the hell did I create all of this? And that there's some trust issues around being able to create what it is that I want.
Well, sure, and I think we all have that. I think you're bringing forward a really good point, Nancy. And the point is, you see, most of us, all of us are the gods of us, and that's a really good question. If I'm the God of me, then why have I created all this? And the channel is saying it's very simple because you've been thinking other people's thoughts that aren't the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Very few of us are thinking thoughts that are ours. Very few of us are thinking thoughts that are new for us. We're thinking our parents' limitations, our teachers' limitations, the society's fears, right? We're thinking all those thoughts instead of going, no, I don't think I'm going to get breast cancer. I'm perfect health. I'm the thought of love around perfect health for me.
Right.
And I consciously choose to think that thought. So again, they are stressing. And if you had been, all of you, in Creation Station 2, you would have felt the powerful impact of the channel bringing in over and over and over and over love, 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 love. Love is the answer. We have told you from the beginning, love is the answer. You've had great teachers throughout history telling you love is the answer, and yet you think it's too simple, too easy, and you don't live it as you. So they're saying, I am the thought of love around everything in your life. When you live that experience, when you hold on to the focus of that thought, everything in your life can clear up, Nancy. And they're guaranteeing, I mean, literally, they're showing me the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And they're showing me the word guaranteed with a line under it and quotes around it. Okay? That when we choose to hold on to, can you feel it? I am the thought of love. When I say that, can you feel it in your heart center?
Oh, yes.
Okay. When we hold the focus on that, everything can be created in the way that we want. And you have to hold the focus on that. And as we know, you know, 60 to 90 days is what it takes for the energy to turn around and really start, for you to start seeing the difference. And you don't want to focus on where is it, where is it, where is it. The gift here is that you live as the thought of love, so that you always live in that experience. And then your experience of anything that comes into you is vastly different. You will feel like you're living in a different world when you come from living in the state of love. So the universe of you shifts first, and then the universe around you shows up. Do you understand?
And they, I do. And
go
I
ahead.
Just wonder, so every time that I have, you know, I'm being conscious about my thoughts and something, the little negative tape, whatever comes up, I just go claim that I am the thought of love.
That's right. And really experience it. Take a breath. Drop down into your heart. It takes seconds. You know, use what you learned from the red dot. Find something on the wall and send love to it for no reason. I want to show everybody how this works. Everybody right now, no matter when you're on the call, everybody right now, drop down into your heart and go to your love place. Whatever experience or thing or person or pet just automatically takes you into a heart of love. Just go there right now and hold that experience for a few seconds. I'm going to shut up so that everybody can do that. Now, while you're in that state of love, try to hate somebody. Okay, if you have to bring yourself back to the state of love, bring yourself back to that amazing experience of love. Now try to be in fear of money. Try to think you're not enough. See, it's impossible to do those things, isn't it, Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah. You can't hold fear and love at the same time, people. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want fear to be running your life and therefore creating lack, hold a state of love. Got it, baby?
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Nancy in Pennsylvania. Dudette, what's up?
Yes, hi, Dee. Actually, everything you've said does not resonate with me, and I'm really questioning, in a sense, your guides. What is missing to me is being the red dot to me should be in your heart. Put the dot on your heart instead of looking out there to get something. Put it in here.
No, Nancy. Take a breath. The whole purpose of the red dot is not to get anything. So, I think you're falling out. I don't think it's my guide.
No.
I think it's your understanding. So hold on. Take a breath. I'm on your side.
Let me just share something, please, okay? I can't believe some of what your guys are telling you. People aren't getting the aha moments on this call because they're not telling the truth. If a girl has her back problems and she's worn out and you're saying to give her energy, be positive, she's got to tell the truth. She's unenergetic. She's unhealthy. She's got to heal her own health before she goes out and heals other people.
Nancy, I believe, honey, that's what I said.
No, you didn't.
You said she should heal herself.
Positive thinking. I am healthy. I am healthy. I am energetic. She's got to tell the truth. I am unenergetic. How can
I
get more energy?
No, and you're probably the biggest gift on this call because that's exactly where everybody goes.
But you got to tell
the truth. Hold on, Nancy. The truth is what you choose it to be. And that is what people get so confused about in the creation process, baby. It's the matrix. You can choose whatever experience and door you want. And what you focus your love on in that door, in that choice, is the experience that begins creating your life. Now, can that create a fabulous doctor who can heal your back? You bet. But until you bring yourself in alignment with wanting to release the victimness and be in the state of love and the balance of love, you will not find that doctor, entertain the idea of having that help, because you still are choosing to live in overwhelm.
I tell you, you set the tone at the beginning with those 9 fears. You say the word not all the time. You say it in your wording, I can't be in bliss, I can't this, and your 9 fears. Eliminate the N apostrophe T. Eliminate the nuts in those 9 things.
Yes, Nancy.
I can't believe
that's
your
why
to
I
have
was...
you put that over the universe.
Nancy.
Say the opposite. I can.
Nancy.
I am
okay,
in bliss.
Hey, honey, I hear you.
I am unblissful right now. I am totally unblissful, totally unhappy.
Well, that's your choice.
Well, yes,
how's it working
but I'm telling the truth. You act like happy. You sound like mother.
Nancy, that's your truth. My truth is that I like
are
to
not
stay
resonating.
Balanced. My truth is that I
Why
like
Why is to... your truth the highest truth? Can anybody else's truth be higher than yours?
Well, I believe that's what I'm saying, is that everybody gets to create themselves. But right now,
no, you're
I
not
don't
hearing
know.
Me.
I would be interested in everybody on the call to be very present and see which vibration you're tuning into. Are you tuning into Nancy's vibration, which is frustrating and angry, or my vibration, which is balanced and coming from love?
Not frustrated. I'm totally uncalm. I'm extremely uncalm.
Well, we can hear that.
I know, but
and what I'm saying to you is that it's your frickin' choice.
I'm not going to say I'm angry. I'm not. I'm not going to say I'm frustrated. I'm not. I'm choosing my words more carefully than your guides are giving you.
Okay, well, thank you for your perspective. I hear that, and I have to move on. Okay. I appreciate hearing anybody's feedback, but only if you can come from a constructive, somewhat calm discussion where we can sit down and involve the entire community, okay? And we're going to Carrie in California. Whoops, hold on. Didn't get you on there. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Oh, hi, Dee. I'm so happy to get to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Yesterday, I noticed my cat's left eye was bulging, so I took him to the vet, and I found out that he has a cancerous tumor in his jaw, and I did the work before going... Oh, excuse me. He just means so much to me. I did the work before going to the vet, and the highest claim I got to was I am powerful. And so I just would like to know how I can best support him as he goes through this, because he seems to really be suffering now. It seems to be going kind of fast for him.
Carrie, I got your email. I didn't have time to respond to it.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
The first thing I heard... So take a breath, because I'm going to tell you the truth of what I'm hearing. The truth of what I'm hearing is his job is done.
Yeah, that's I got that too.
And he's ready to make his transition. And can you love him through that, knowing that he's just going to go have a birthday somewhere else, acknowledging your own loss, not saying to... deny what you're feeling in any way, but, and, not but, and, there is an acceptance that we have to move into around everything that we love. An acceptance that this is their choice, an acceptance that life continues to change and march on and shift. Energy comes and energy goes. And really, seriously, what I'm hearing is part of his job was to come in and empower you, and that's done.
Yeah, and after this weekend, I got an amazing, you know, empowerment, especially through Gabrielle. And so I just, yeah, I can feel that.
Yes, Carrie attended Creation Station, too, and did some miraculous work with my daughter. I mean, she's still talking about it, Carrie.
Well, she was a huge gift to me, and I will be writing a letter to her, but it was so huge what she gave to me that day.
So, and what you gave to her, and that's what we're talking about, is that... that unconditional love of resigive, where we move into trust with all energy, especially our own, right?
Yes.
So, okay, I'm just going to tell you what I'm saying. You can spend a lot of money on trying to heal the cat.
Right.
The cat is ready to go.
Yeah, I was with my husband yesterday, and we were really trying to tune into him, and we both got to that place as well.
And so just love him. He will find his way, you know. Okay, and these are the other words. It's funny because I think this is coming forward because other people that will be listening to this call are losing loved ones. Give him his dignity to leave in his own way. He's asking, I can feel that in my heart. He's asking for his dignity.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And, okay, well, now they're showing me, I have a family member whom I'm incredibly close to, who's going through not a physical death, but an energetic death of who he is. And if I can't use all of these things outside of myself, if I can't do the job, if I can't make the money, then I'm dead inside of who I am. And can I allow him to experience with dignity even what I know is not a truth about him? Because it's his truth. And I think that's what Nancy's great gift to us was, is that everybody's truth is their highest truth. And you hear me say that on the show, almost every show. I am my highest answer. You are your highest answer. And the kitty is his highest answer. Whatever truth we're living in right now is the truth we have chosen, which means that is our truth and our highest truth at that moment. There isn't a truth. And when we can wrap our little bean brains around that expanded possibility of definition, everything becomes enlightened to us, because we go, oh, I see. Whatever door I pick is the truth. That's my truth in the moment right then. And it explains so much of life and why it's so important to be conscious. So you're bringing, your kitty, actually, and you are bringing forward much more than just questions about putting down a pet or allowing a pet to. It's a human question of when do we, can we stand back and allow energy to have the dignity to create itself? Does that help? Does that help give you some peace, sweetheart?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much, Dee. It means so much to me.
Thank you, and thanks for your amazing participation this weekend.
Oh, it was my great, great joy.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Oh, I love you. Bye-bye.
And we're going to Miss Cindy in Florida. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you. I'm so in agreement with everything you said. It resonates. And especially about the positive energy and speaking what you want in your life, not what is, and the energy changes and meets you. I've seen it over and over again for myself.
It was just so clearly drawn out like a scientific formula for us this weekend. I never understood it as highly as I understood it this weekend, why picking the positive thoughts and the loving thoughts and the empowering thoughts from all the thoughts out there that you can pick, literally, chemically, how that affects the creation process. It was staggering to us this weekend to get that discernment.
Wow. Well, I would love your insight on a situation. I have moved out of a bad situation with a long-term relationship. I moved on. I left back in March, moving forward with my life. And that person has just found out where I am and had been trying to find out, I guess. And I wouldn't tell him. He had asked me straight out. So when I refused to tell him, I guess he made it a mission to find out. Well, they have been stalking. He has had his son and friends and a group of guys stalking me, following me, staying parked on the road when I come and go. And now a lady friend that I had made since I left him and had been very close with, and we'd been, you know, working with horses together and go watch movies and dinner and just hanging out, all of a sudden she quit speaking to me. I'm wondering if that's connected in what you see as far as how, what, you know, what I can
do. Cindy, you have you have severed your connection with him physically, but not energetically. So why would you... Okay, well, see, they are not going to freaking let us off the hook today, any way you look at it. You hate him. You're in fear of him. And you've got to move back into loving him so that he'll leave you the frick alone. As long as you're holding energy of unforgiveness toward him, you are not the thought of love, and you are attracting the very thing you don't want. That's exactly how one of the teachings came in. Now, that is not to say that you should not make a police report.
I already have.
Well, and keep doing it. You want everything on record.
Yeah, they can't really do anything about it.
I know that.
Unless they catch them on the place in the middle, and they come out between like midnight and 3 a.m.
I know that, but I want you to have a record with the police every time it's gone on.
Okay.
So you make a call, okay, record it if you want, write it down, keep a journal, and don't focus on it. Now, I know that's an oxymoron, but you keep a record of everything that goes on, every email that you might get. Take a camera. Take a picture. And your more important job is to send him love. When I asked my friend who was a Buddhist, and we were arguing about, well, love, come to think of it, and I said, so what would the Buddha say if I have to sue somebody? And he said, he would say, sue them, take whatever steps you need to take on this plane, and hold yourself in the state of love while you are doing it.
Okay.
But that does not mean that somebody gets to dick around with your mind. And that's what they're doing.
What about with my friend Sherry? Are they the reason she quit speaking to me? Are they going around behind my back discrediting me and lying about me?
You know what?
Trying to create problems for our friendship? Because she won't tell me what happened.
Well, you know, if Sherry moved away from you because of that, then you're lucky.
Well, she won't tell me what it's about, but it happened when all this started, and he found out where I was at and let me know he knew where I was.
Okay.
It all happened in the same time frame, and I asked her, have I offended you in some way I'm not aware of? And she...
Sweetheart, the bottom line is, if she just broke off a friendship and she won't even discuss with you what happened, then you're better off. Do you understand? Because that's not a true friend.
Right. But I didn't know if they had threatened her or if they had spread lies or if they, you know, if they were involved in it. Because I have no idea what happened. I mean, I'm just at a loss.
And that's not what's important. The important thing is that a friend who is supposed to love you and support you shunned you and won't even tell you why. So she's not really a friend.
Right.
Okay. So love yourself enough to let that go. Love yourself enough to send him love and take whatever steps you have to take to create mental harmony with yourself right now. I've got to go, baby. The show's over.
Okay.
I wish you many blessings, Cindy.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I've been there, done that, know what I'm talking about. Again, it comes from love. Guys, so sorry we're literally seconds away. Love yourselves, love yourselves. Oh, my gosh, love yourselves, love the world. I am telling you, I am guaranteeing you, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.